This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A thought by way of setting up this next story. It's entirely possible that chemistry, or, well, maybe it's actually physics, thermodynamics to be precise. Somebody out there tell me which it is. Anyway, it's possible that that is going to be the thing that slows down our digital revolution. Let me explain. Samsung announced a huge and really not good at all recall of its new Galaxy Note 7 phones today because of, and this is a quote, battery cell issues. While Samsung investigates, the company is recalling the 2.5 million phones sold since the Note 7 was introduced back in mid-August. And it's not like lithium-ion batteries haven't had problems before, but might those batteries actually slow the pace of change in this economy? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to look into it from our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
You don't have to Google this. I can tell you, the pictures out there of the messed up Samsung phones aren't pretty. I'm not sure exploded captures it exactly. Maybe scorched, as if hit by a phaser set to stun. Jeremy Kaplan is editor of DigitalTrends.com, and he says it's embarrassing for the company, sure, but the problem isn't really Samsung's. It's with lithium-ion batteries that power most of our consumer electronics.
Lithium-ion battery technology has been around for decades, and frankly, manufacturers have never really solved the problems with these things, which is why we keep seeing battery-powered scooters that explode, e-cigarettes and cell phones and laptops that occasionally explode.
The explosive potential comes from the lithium itself, an element that's perfect for small devices because it stores a lot of energy in a very small package. But, explains Claire Curry at Bloomberg New Energy Finance,
lithium is very reactive, quite dangerous, and not stable on its own.
So they add other metals to stabilize and cool the reaction, and that's worked well, says Scott Sklar, who teaches sustainable energy at George Washington University.
They've gotten much safer over time. Most of them have not exploded.
Sklar says continued R&D will keep lithium-ion the standard in our devices for a long time to come, though there are promising new battery technologies too.
We have a lithium air battery, sodium batteries, nickel batteries, carbon supercapacitor batteries. We have thin film nano batteries.
But Sklar says most of these are still many years from being ready to put in our laptops and smartphones. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.